23 degrees the top today. Hey there, I'm Cass Katsoulis with your news briefing. A Sunshine Coast nurse has appeared in Maroochydore Magistrates Court after she broke into her ex-partner's house and threatened to kill him with a knife. Jennifer Catherine Sherman was sentenced to 9 months probation with no convictions recorded. She was warned by the court she won't get that again at her age if there was to be a next time. And the Red Cross is calling on the Sunshine Coast to donate blood, revealing half of appointments across the state are being cancelled, leaving demand at its highest level in over a decade. Spokesperson Belinda Smetjik says there's a couple of things you need to note.
If you've had the flu vaccination, you can absolutely donate blood immediately. That's absolutely fine. And we just ask if you've had the COVID vaccination, just to wait 7 days prior to making a donation.
And rescue efforts are continuing to find missing surf skier Jordan Kelly, who disappeared in hazardous conditions off North Stradbroke Island on Saturday. Mr. Kelly was residing on the Sunshine Coast and training for a surf ski event. The 26-year-old's family has arrived from New Zealand to assist, while the family of Trent Riley, who went missing in Moreton Bay back in April, has also joined the search. Meanwhile, rugby legend and president of Rugby Australia, David Cody, is coming to the Sunshine Coast next week. A local travel agent is offering Sunshine Coast residents a first look into a special friends expedition. Locals could have the opportunity to be taken around France while the Rugby World Cup is on, with some free commentary from a rugby icon.
Yes, actually, David booked a cabin on our chartered river cruise, and that's why he's joining us for this presentation.
Christian Blondeau, founder at France at Leisure, says despite COVID concerns, he believes the World Cup will go ahead, as will international travel from Australia by 2022. It's a free event, but you must register at Friends at Leisure to attend. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs are coming to the Sunshine Coast Stadium for their July 24 clash against the Warriors. Rabbitohs CEO Blake Solly says the team are excited to be heading back to the coast in July, bringing some of the best players in the game to their home turf. Tickets are on sale from Thursday at 10 a.m. Plus, Mad Mex is partaking in Australia's biggest ever burrito, who say they have enough burrito to span twice the height of Mount Kosciuszko. They are betting 50,000 free burritos that this is the world's best one. If you would like to see for yourself, they are guac'd and sour creamed at the ready at Sunshine Coast Plaza.